When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Contributor Sandy Henschel is with me, and we're having some fun talking about some great audiobooks. Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Today we're going to talk about a really good book. I've loved it, Putting It Together. It's by James Lapine, who is a director and writer, Broadway famous. It's read by Adam Grupper, Alyssa Bresnahan, Eva Kaminsky, T. Ryder Smith, Graham Winton, and Len Carreyrou.
This is a book I so want to hear. And I got really, really excited when I saw you were recommending this. And I thought I would have a heart attack because there's actually music in this.
Not much, but yes, there is.
It's some.
Yeah, the thing that makes it the best for audio is that it's in this interview response kind of format. Mm-hmm. And it's written by James Lapine, but he has interviewed approximately 40 people. And so he'll announce the name of a person and then ask them their opinion about Putting It Together, the show Sunday in the Park with George, with his collaborator, Stephen Sondheim, musical genius.
I love Sunday in the Park with George. I just
love it.
And it won 80 gazillion prizes and deserved.
Right. It got the Pulitzer Prize in 1985.
So does he interviews people, and is it, and the audiobook is sort of set up as an interview. He'll ask a question and then there'll be a respondent.
Yes, he talks about what he's doing in the introduction, from which we have a clip in a little bit. But the book covers the years from 1982 to 1984. And he will announce a name like Andre Bishop of Playwrights Horizon. And then Andre Bishop, his words are read by these other actors who are voice actors in this book. And they read all of the people, cast people, Playwrights Horizon people, musicologists, all kinds of interesting people.
And Adam Grupper reads James Lapine.
He's Lapine, and Len Carreyrou is Sondheim, and he has, I'm sure he's not trying to imitate Sondheim, but he sounds just like him. He's got this raspy voice and kind of snarky background, but then you hear the laugh, the sweetness in his voice. Amazing. He's very good.
So why don't we hear a little now? Because I can't wait.
Okay, let's do
it. Okay. What are we going to hear? You said this is from the beginning?
The part we're going to hear is about what happens during rehearsal at the beginning of Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay. Here we go. It's Putting It Together by James Lapine, read by Adam Grupper, who we'll be hearing now, with Alyssa Bresnahan, Eva Kaminsky, T. Ryder Smith, Graham Winton, and Len Carreyrou.
The first day usually begins with a meet and greet with the cast and producers. The designers generally present renderings of the set and costumes. And then there is a read-through of the script with the composer and or lyricist playing and singing the score. I find this one of the most stressful days for everyone. The actors are often meeting one another for the first time, and then they must sit down and read the script aloud. Often, some adopt a kind of mumble, just to signal to the others that they are not performing. It's an excruciating exercise. Since the reading 3 weeks prior, Steve had added to the score a reprise for the song Gossip, The Day Off Sequence, a series of short songs sung by George's subjects as he draws them. And most important, he finished the finale of the first act, Sunday. When he sang the finale song at the piano, we all knew we had a stunning ending to the first act. We didn't really realize how truly glorious it would be until we heard the company sing it for the first time days later.
Ugh. I am so getting this. You see, you heard piano music in that.
Yes, yes. But you're not going to hear Mandy sing, and you're not going to have Bernadette sing. They just don't do that. It's unfortunate, but they don't. But they are interviewed.
That first act, I'm telling you, the end of that first act, I saw it. There was a revival of it, you know, a few years ago on Broadway with Jake Gyllenhaal. And I swear to God, it comes together at the end of the first act, and you see that painting, and I just burst into tears.
It's a beautiful ending. It really of the first act. And one of the ways that they got started on this particular musical, this is a quote, the challenge of creating a musical about creating a work of art. The way that got started was they became friends, Lapine and Sondheim. And one day, Lapine came in with tracing paper, and he had already named who those people in the picture were and had little stories about them already, which really stimulated Sondheim to work and write accordingly.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
You will love it. I know I will. This book.
I know I will.
Yeah.
Okay. That is Putting It Together by James Lapine, read by Adam Gruper, Elisa Bresnahan, Eva Kaminsky, T. Ryder Smith, Graham Winton, and Len Cario. Thank you so much for recommending this, Sandy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Great.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Blackstone Publishing. They are the publisher of I Am Not Who You Think I Am. It's a gripping thriller from the New York Times bestselling author Eric Rickstad, and it's read by actor Steven Weber. That's Blackstone Publishing. I'm Jill Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.